Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. I certainly appreciate you letting me come into your homes by the means of radio today and tell you that there is something to believe in. That something is the Lord Jesus Christ here on the second day of Advent. Well, let's get our broadcast started today by doing a song I've been doing for quite a while. And it's simply got a great message. It says, I'm going to make it on home someday. Send that song out in memory of Cy and May Abbott. I understand here that Cy had been gone 10 years on December the 6th. My, it didn't seem like that long, but when I remember their memory, May and Cy Abbott, these folks, we met when we went to Linside, but then they passed away just right after that. But anyhow, we want to remember them today, and we want to also remember James and Louise Ellison. That is Louise Ellison's father and mother, and then also Doris and Arvin Neely. And that was Doris's mom and dad. So we want to remember them today in the broadcast and also remember you and say that we really do appreciate you. All right, let's remember also Philip Ballard today and Kathy. Appreciate those folks. Also Ernest and Betty Jo Atkins. Going to get back up that way real soon, and we're going to visit with them and worship with them. They have a great worship service there, and we've been blessed to be there with them a couple of times, and maybe we'll be there with them another time. All right, let's go right back now and listen to another song. And this song, going to do it for Alan and Melinda Prophet, but they like this song. Many of you like it. It simply says, let's meet by the river.
Read of the city, trunks all coming down from God out of heaven. The walls are of jasper, the gates are of pearl, the streets of pure gold. He tells of a pure river of life that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we're known as we're known. Let's meet by the river over on If you live here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. If you leave me standing here on this earth, just wait by the river. It's such a good place for us to meet over there. And after I find you, let's go see Jesus. Then let's go find our dad and mother. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river, where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you live here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river, where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore.
Well, that's an invitation for us all. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. Let's send that up to Calvin and Adelphia Lemon. My, these have been great friends of ours. Hope they're doing real well. Appreciate the hearing from them on this Christmas season. Also, Mildred Harrell. We appreciate her. And, well, we've known her for several years, and it's really been good. Been a great friend of ours, and we want to remember her in prayer on the broadcast today. And also, good to hear from my good friend, Brother Lewis Higginbottom. Lewis, are you doing real well? Haven't heard from you for a while, but I'm glad that you're doing so well, and it is real good to hear from you. And we're going to get one of your recitations on. I think you do a Christmas recitation. We're going to try to get that on next Sunday if nothing happens. Let's go right now. Jack Reed said he likes the old song, so this is just about as old as you can get, Jack. Me, I teamed up with a bluegrass group and did the old song that was revived and done in a different fashion. Said, "Have I told you lately that I love you?"
And I tell you once again, have I told you? Thank you.
Uncle Dick McMillian was doing the playing on that song. I was reminiscing one time when I was sick and down, couldn't get out, and I got one of the old tapes out. We were down at Garland Groves' farm, had an old army tent spread up there on top of the mountain, and what a blessing it was. Brother Dick McMillian came by, and the bluegrass group, the Mountain Four, which I don't think they're even singing now. But anyhow, Uncle Dick's done gone home to be with the Lord, fought cancer for several years. And I told him, I said, Uncle Dick, see if you can do this one. I got that video out, and oh, what a blessing it was. I just sat down there, watched that, took me back through some years. And then I went ahead and put that one over on the CD so that I could play it for you. And it was kind of hard to hear, but anyhow, I hope that you enjoyed it. And I always enjoyed doing that kind of music with my old friends. Well, let's go right now and listen to a message that I think is very needful at this Christmas season. And not only Christmas season, just about every day of our life. The prodigal son. You know, I feel today that we need to deal with this situation here in Luke chapter 15 about the prodigal son. Now, I want you to note that there are many prodigal sons today, even some that are listening to my broadcast. Now, I've always said it like this. When we preach repentance to the sinner, it ought to bring conviction. When we preach repentance to those that are lost, it ought to bring about a joy in knowing that they can be found. But when you preach about repentance to a Christian, they ought to rejoice, because sins have been forgiven. But when we look at this story here in Luke 15 chapter, and the Bible said a certain man had two sons, one a younger son, one the older son. But I want you to note what the younger son said to the father. Give me the portion of goods that falleth upon me. I'd like for us to think just for a little while today, exactly what has God already given you? God may give you what you want, but after you get it, you may not want it. And the prodigal son went to the father and said, Father, give me the portion that belongs to me, because I want to go into the far country. It brings about a personal happiness. You know, there's so many people who are not happy in this world today, because we're searching for happiness in all the wrong places. We do not realize that God can give us what we want. And we don't realize exactly what we want until we get it. And then we realize, hey, I don't need it anyhow. Because everything that comes our way, maybe is not good for us. Maybe we should not have had it to begin with. But people think today that we can find happiness in many different ways. And you can. I'm not saying that you'll be miserable because you got a new car and a new home and money in the bank and all those things. I'm not saying that is what brings about misery. But what I am is asking the question, are these personal belongings really bringing about happiness? We see this throughout our land today. And the Bible said the love of money is the root of all evil. There's nothing wrong with money. But when we love it more than we love God, then we have a problem. It's a personal happiness. You cannot buy it. On this Christmas Eve, you will find the angels hovered over as they sung that song, Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth, goodwill to all men. You can't buy peace. You cannot buy the peace that God can give you. It's not for sale. It's absolutely free. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Peter said that this peace surpasses all understanding. And today, people are searching for that kind of peace. Maybe this young boy just was not satisfied where he was at. Maybe he thought the fields were greener if he could go somewhere else. And you know, people are like that today. Another job, another marriage, or something else, another city, another place to live. Maybe I can find my personal happiness somewhere else. But notice here, there is no satisfaction in the far country. It says this young boy come to his father. He said, Father, give me my portion. And he went into the far country, and soon there he had spent all that he had, and he came to want. You see, this could be the story of many of lives today. The young person who came to himself, and when he did come to himself, all of a sudden he realized he saw his great need was not really found in the world. The thing that he needed was not out there. And a lot of the things that we search for are really not out there. The happiness that we're looking for is not out there. I mean, we've searched, and the Bible said the wicked run when no man pursueth. We go in every way and every direction rather than to running to God. But this young man is going to learn a great lesson. You see, finally, after he had come to the end of his way, spent all of his money, and then he found himself in need and found himself in wanting, he found out that this the things that he did have was not satisfying. And then the Bible said he came to himself. He saw his great need. And then he began to repent within his heart. He said, I will arise, go back to the Father, and I will say, Father, I have sinned against heaven, I have sinned against thee. You see, God is not wanting to condemn you. God is not wanting to condemn and destroy you, because the Bible teaches that the Father is waiting for you to come home. That loving Father still loves that boy. He knew his situation. As a matter of fact, he hurt down inside for him because he knew what his great need was. But you see, the boy had to come to himself. He had to realize that God was not against him, that God was for him. That's why I try to make it very obvious on this broadcast. If God be for you, who in this world can be against you? Because God can give you happiness. God can give you peace. It is sin that takes you to the hog pen. And it's not long until we wallow in the mire of sin until next we are found in the pig pen. How many young people today, you know, right offhand, right now, who have gone that way toward the pig pen? Oh, I know that there's been some that's went out, found success. I thank God for that, but there's been many that went out and never found success because the world has drugged them down to the pig pen. All of a sudden, they find themselves empty and naked and find themselves wallowing in the filth of the pig pen. And that's what sin is all about. It was like a story one time was told of a father who took his young boy, went down to buy him a new automobile when he's going to graduate. They looked at the car. The boy said, Dad, that's what I want when I graduate. Well, graduation came. And the boy marched through the line. And there stood the loving father. And he handed him a package. And in that package, he opened it up, and it's a Bible. And the young man was very troubled, and he was just so angry that he took the Bible and he slung it aside. He walked away from his father's house. He never once again darkened the door. One day his mother called him and said, Your father is dying. And before the boy could get home, because he felt that he needed to go home to be with his mother, he got home. The father had already died. When he walked into the house, there laid the Bible. And that father had gone and gotten that Bible and laid it on the shelf. And there was a card of his graduation. And he walked over, he opened the Bible, and lo and behold, here's a check for the brand new car that he was wanting for his graduation. But the story is this. He had wasted it. He had thrown it away. He was bitter. And down inside of him, he was hurt because he thought that God had done him an injustice. He thought that the Father had done him an injustice. But the Father had not done him an injustice. He wanted him to have what he desired. But you know, God can give us the desires of our heart and send leanness to our soul. So the story is very evident here. The boy rose, went back to the father, and said, Father, I have sinned against heaven, I have sinned against thee. And you know, that's the remedy, sir. That is a remedy that will bring you back into the full relationship with God. That is a remedy that will bring you back to the place of peace and joy and happiness. Notice, the Bible said he came back, and the father saw him afar off. And said, go and kill the fatted calf. Get a ring. Place it on his finger. Let's have a banquet. Kill a fatted calf because my son was dead but is alive forevermore. And today I'm saying the very same thing to you, sir. You don't have to be the young boy going to the far country to find happiness. You can find happiness and peace with God the moment you realize that your sin is dragging you down to the pig pen. And it won't be long until you cannot look any way but up. But when you look up, God looks down, and all of a sudden when you confess your fault and confess your sin and confess your needs, God is standing there for you. Can you imagine a forgiveness party like this. A young boy went out, squandered everything he had. You know, to us, we would call him an outcast, and we would ridicule and criticize him. Maybe got him down, put your foot on him, keep him down there. But no, the loving father said, kill a fatted calf. Let's have a party because my son was dead but is alive forevermore. You know what really thrills the heart of this preacher is to know that someone has come back to the Father, knowing that they have played the role of the prodigal, knowing that they have gone into the far country and seen the perils of life, how it is diminished and destroyed the life, but yet we can turn back to God because God is standing there waiting. And this is a story of Christmas. It's about Christ coming to the world, a world that would reject him, a world who would hate him, but yet he would walk their shores and heal their sick and bring deliverance to their captive. And he would tell them the wonderful love of the Father. He said, the Father loves you. You don't have to live in sin. He said to the lady who had been caught in the act of adultery, go and sin no more. He said to the little woman who had the blood issue for 12 long years, daughter, thy faith hath made you whole. He said to the blind Bartimaeus, whatsoever things you desire. And he said, oh, that I might see. And sir, the blind man saw that day. He walks by the pool and says to the man, go and wash and come for see him. Go down to the pool with that man. He washed and came for a see him. It's something's happened over and over and over again because, you see, the Christ of Christmas. Christ did not come to be a little baby in a manger. He came to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He came to live and sit upon his Father's throne. He came to become the wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. He wants to be your Father. He wants to be your Savior. He wants you to commit your life to Him. Can you imagine the happiness that came back to this young man's life? Because when he came back and the Father was waiting, sir, the Father is waiting for you today. You remember the song about the apple tree, about the young man who went into the far country? There he spent everything he had. He was coming back home, riding on the train, and he was nearing the place where he was soon to get off. And he said to a man sitting beside of him, who just happened to be a preacher, he said, preacher, I have done my father an unjust, and I've done my mother an unjustice way, and now I'm wanting to come home. And I wrote my mother and father, and I said, if I'm welcome, I want them to tie a white rag on one of the limbs outside the old apple tree that stands behind the porch door in the backyard, and said, but preacher, I cannot look. And the preacher said, no, I'll be your eyes for you. And they go down the road, and all of a sudden the preacher said, why, son, you got nothing to worry about. There's not only one white rag hanging on the limb, but that tree is in full bloom, and white cloth is hanging everywhere, and I see a
that shines right forth. You may live to be 100 years old, but if you have not been saved, it all ends with the grave. For I want us to be together in heaven. In heaven. hell you lift your eyes, but I want us to be together in heaven. I want us to be together in heaven. Down the street of gold, I want to run through the fields of green clover, see the mansions, smell the flowers, hear the singing.
Well, it has been good to be with you today. I do certainly appreciate you. I do trust today that you will sit down and write to us. And we'd love to hear from you. We need to hear from you to continue the radio ministry, which you've been such a great blessing. And I know that you're going to continue. If God be for us, who in this world can be against us? So we appreciate you. And let's pray together. Father, we pray for the sick, the shut-in. We pray for the lost, God, somehow or another. Lord, through the means of radio, reach out across the airways and save that one that's lost. And most of all, may we see the realization of Jesus Christ this Christmas season. Bless our nation that trembles at the threat of war. And most of all, we'll give you praise because you're so loving. And we just cannot find the words to say thank you. But thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. I trust you have enjoyed the broadcast. And we have so many people to be thankful for. And thank you for your patience with us and your love and prayers and everything you've done, and you stood with us, and because without you we'd not be able to do this. So you write to us this week, this Christmas season especially. We need your help more than we have for quite a while, but I know that you're going to help us, and you're going to help us keep the broadcast coming into your homes. Okay, well, it's time to go. Goodbye. Be good. May God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.